This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba clarifies there is no provision of loan in Nepal and China signed BRI framework. Says projects under BRI agreement would be taken forward only on consent between both countries. Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Badri Prasad Pandey reaffirms government's commitment to ensuring Nepal's aviation safety. And Syrian rebels claim on taking control of home city. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has clarified that the Belt and Road Initiative Framework Agreement recently signed between the government of Nepal and China has not mentioned the issue of taking loan anywhere. Minister Dr. Rana said the recent agreement between Nepal and China is being superficially commented upon without a thorough study. At the Tribhuvan International Airport before leaving for the Netherlands to present Nepal's view in international hearing on climate change at the International Court of Justice, ICJ, Minister Rana said Nepal signed a cooperation-based project under the BRI which does not mention the issue of taking loan. She also made it clear that the projects under the BRI agreement would be taken forward only on consent between both the countries. Minister Rana said that she had also conveyed to the Chinese foreign minister that Nepal is not in a position to take loans at present. Meanwhile, senior leader of CPN Unified Socialist and former Prime Minister Jalanath Khanal has argued that China forwarded Belt and Road Initiative BRI is in the national interest. Talking to the media at Tribhuvan International Airport returning home concluding his week-long China visit, leader Khanal said that BRI would be supportive for Nepal's physical infrastructure development. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring aviation safety. At a program organized to mark the International Civil Aviation Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Pandey reiterated that enhancing aviation sector safety was the top priority of the government. Minister Pandey informed that the process to form a permanent commission had been initiated for conducting investigation into the air accidents. President Ramchandra Podal has been discharged from the hospital after receiving treatment for prostate problem. The head of the state was admitted to the TU Teaching Hospital in Marasganj last Wednesday. He underwent a prostate surgery. Officiating Executive Director at TU Teaching Hospital, Dr. Ghanshyam Gurung, issued a statement yesterday and informed that President Podal was discharged after getting recovery yesterday afternoon. The president's health is now said to be normal. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has pleased not to delay the amendment of the acts responsible for the development and promotion of the Nepali film industry. Addressing the fifth IWART Nepal Short Film Competition at Conference Hall of Nepal Tourism Board yesterday, Communication Minister Gurung said films are a strong medium to reach the people. Minister Gurung, also the government spokesperson, said the ministry is working to clear the obstruction in the act and amend it for the development of the film industry. The CPNUML Central Secretariat meeting will be held on the 10th of coming December. Dr. Bhishma Adhikari, Secretary of the Party Office, shared that the Secretariat meeting has been scheduled for 4 p.m. on December 10th. The meeting will be held at the UML Central Office in Chasal of Lalitpur. According to Secretary Adhikari, Prime Minister and UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli's recent visit to China by elections and contemporary political issues are the agenda to be discussed in the meeting. Chairperson of the CPN Mawar Center, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said the peace process would be concluded based on national consensus. At a unification program organized by the United All Nepal Teachers Association and the Nepal Teachers Society in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairperson Dahal pointed out the need for national unity and consensus to take the remaining task of the peace process to the logical conclusion. President of Nepali Congress, Sher Bahadur Deuba, has said the incumbent government that was formed for political stability and good governance would move ahead without disruption. Inaugurating the first Kosi Province Conference of Nepali Congress in Biratnagar yesterday, he clarified that the present government would continue as per the two-party agreement. Stating that significant achievements were made during Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's visit to China, he congratulated the Prime Minister and extended best wishes. Expressing confidence that the party would take important decisions from the conference, the Nepali Congress President further said the party could win the elections when the rural areas and local levels were strong. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The leader of the Islamist group leading an insurgency in Syria says his forces have taken full control of Homs, the country's third largest city. According to the BBC, calling it a historic victory, Abu Muhammad al-Gulani has urged his followers not to harm those who surrendered. However, the Syrian Defense Ministry said the reports were false and that the situation in Homs was stable and safe. Meanwhile, rebel forces are reported to be closing in on Damascus as the Syrian army says it is boosting its deployment of forces around the capital. Now a sports update. Sudhir Pashim Royals and Karnali Yaks have registered victory in yesterday's matches of Nepal Premier League NPL. Sudhir Pashim Royals defeated Lumini Lions by 45 runs in the first match in Tribhuvan University Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur. It is the third consecutive victory of Sudhir Pashim Royals in the tournament while Lumini Lions remain winless. Meanwhile, in the second match, Karnali Yaks defeated Biratnagar Kings by 7 runs. Biratnagar Kings failed to chase the target of 134 runs and scored only 126 runs with a loss of 8 wickets. Karnali Yaks was all out in the last ball of the first innings and scored 133 runs. Janakpur Bulls will face Lumini Lions and Sudhir Pashim Royals will compete against Chitwan Rhinos today. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi Province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the province. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim Province. At present, there is a partial influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deuba clarifies there is no provision of loan in Nepal and China signed BRI framework. Says projects under BRI agreement would be taken forward only on consent between both countries. Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Badri Prasad Pandey reaffirms government's commitment to ensuring Nepal's aviation safety. And Syrian rebels claim on taking control of home city. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.